Hello, this is Climate and Community, Maine Voices for Action, with a Climate to Thrive. This five-minute weekly program will illuminate stories of climate courage, solutions, and resilience-building action, with a focus on communities leading the way right here in coastal Maine.
I'm your host, Wilson Hames. Last week on Climate and Community, we met with Phoebe and Maya from the Franklin County Sunrise Movement to hear about their experience as youth climate activists. This week, we will continue the conversation, deepening our understanding of the challenges they face and the strategies they rely on to make their message relevant to locals.
I think the community is fairly receptive to our projects, but I wouldn't say that it's super committal excitement. I think people are like, go you! Yeah, you got this! But I think when it comes down to actually going to meetings every week and doing the work and getting your hands dirty, it's pretty hard to keep people engaged, especially young people, when they're busy, or it's hard to keep them interested.
Gen Z has famously been the most engaged and galvanized generation on climate action. Yet even still, Maya describes the challenges of motivating young people, even if they are aware of the severity of the issue.
I think a lot of teenagers are definitely aware of what's going on, but it can be from a place of indifference or apathy. You give people the tools, sometimes it can be hard to make them pick them up. But I think there's definitely many people in the state doing really good work, and you just have to find them.
While Maya and Phoebe note the challenges of engaging youth in this issue, they also reinforce why youth are particularly powerful drivers of change.
I think the compelling part about youth activism is the new perspective that young people bring and continually bring, especially to shed a new light on things that we might deem normal or institutional that might not actually be to our benefit or that we've gotten too used to. I think right now, a lot of youth are feeling pretty helpless. Climate change can feel really intimidating. So I think organizing brings back empowerment and brings back the tools and the structure that kids and youth need to feel like, oh, I have a place in the world and I can do something with it. In organizing, you hit a lot of walls. You hit a lot of resistance. I've definitely felt that when we've had to totally reshape and rely on each other to problem solve, I think it makes really interesting and unique bonds.
I asked Maya and Phoebe to share more about their approach to working specifically with Mainers on the topic of climate change. What message have they found is most compelling to local perspectives?
From a high school perspective, the unique part of rural Maine is people respect hard work. And I think some people are outwardly political, but a lot of people keep that to themselves. With organizing in Sunrise, we've had to orient climate legislation and action in a practical way. Like, more irregular winters make it harder to be consistent with your heating bill, or floods make it harder for road conditions. So I think when you break down climate for what it really is, you can connect with people really well.
Much of our work on climate change has only just begun. I asked Phoebe and Maya how they hope their organization will grow and evolve. What does a good future look like for the Franklin County Sunrise Movement? And what does a good future look like for the county?
A goal of ours is to be able to have enough people to do some more political organizing.
Yeah, I would definitely agree with bigger political involvement. I think endorsing candidates would be really exciting, and having continued discussion with political representatives, and that we're a youth representative in the political conversation, could be really exciting. Another area would be potentially partnering with community groups that provide services like heating or food to actually be a powerful force to be like, oh, we can look to Sunrise to organize and pull this event off or this campaign off. Another area would be really looking in school districts with education or different sustainability initiatives.
Ultimately, the future is unknown. Yet Maya and Phoebe are passionate about taking action to create the future they want to live in. They're looking to other young Mainers to join them.
This has been Climate and Community with a Climate to Thrive, Thursdays at 8:30 a.m. Thanks for listening.